Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Last week, we talked about some holiday hazards. Today, I think let's talk about new pets at Christmas time. Oh, wouldn't it be great to have a new puppy or a kitten just for the kids and to have a good time at Christmas? I agree. Well, kinda. I think there's some problems with that, and I think that you need to think about some things when you decide that a new member of your family needs to be added at Christmas time. What are some of the hazards? Well, let's talk about the first pet. Puppy or kitten doesn't make any difference. The problem is that when that puppy or kitten comes to your house, it's all decorated for Christmas. All kinds of stuff sitting around. Presents, bows, paper. And there's lots of company. Oh, people coming and going all the time. All kinds of food sitting out and around. All that chocolate up there on that plate that just sits on the end table. And you know what? When people come in, they see a new pet. Oh, can I hold him? Oh, yes, I want to hold your puppy. I want to hold your kitten. Pretty soon, just like a new baby, that puppy or kitten may become pretty fussy. Only about so many people can hold him before they say, okay, that's enough. I'm tired of it. Maybe Christmas Day or around Christmas Day certainly isn't the most inviting time to have a new puppy or kitten join your family. Well, let's say you already have a pet, so your house is pet-proofed already, not a problem. Let's get a new puppy. Let's get a new puppy because, you know, the old dog's kind of getting a little older, and we just kind of wonder maybe, don't know whether this is the last Christmas. So how about a new pup? Well, that's a good idea. I don't have a problem with that. Here's a couple things to think about. The old animal in your house is going to teach the new animal. If your old animal does everything you like it to do, never makes a mess in the house, never chews up anything, never causes a bit of problem, that's a good thing to teach to a new puppy. However, if your old pet doesn't do things quite like you'd like to have them, then they're going to teach them that too. So remember, when you add one, you're adding a double of what you already have. So if you really like your dog, he does everything right, he's well-trained, let him teach the new puppy. If he's doing things wrong, why don't we wait till we don't have anybody to teach the new puppy, and then you can start over with a nice, clean slate. One of the things that I see as a tremendous danger is opening the box on Christmas with a new puppy or kitten in it. Because you're opening presents, there's already paper on the floor, ribbons around, and the poor little puppy or kitten can get lost underneath the paper. And, believe it or not, I've had the call on Christmas Day. We got a new puppy, and it was under the paper, and one of the kids stepped on it, and it has a broken leg. Boy, that's a tough call on Christmas Day. First off, I really don't want to fix a broken leg on Christmas Day, and second off, you don't want to spend 2 or 3 hours coming to the vet and dealing with a puppy that's gotten injured. Sometimes the injuries aren't too bad, and sometimes they really are bad. I think you just overwhelm the new puppy when it happens on Christmas Day. I just really, really don't think that this is a good time to put a new puppy in or a new kitten into an environment where everybody's there, everybody's talking, lots of noise, lots of stuff. They just really do, in fact, get overwhelmed with all of that. So what should you do? It's a good question. My personal opinion is that you should only get a new puppy or kitten when just the immediate family is there. You want to do it at Christmas time, that's okay. But let's do it on a day when you don't have any company, you're not planning on going anywhere, there's not a lot of extra food sticking around, and you're not really opening presents. So maybe the week before, or maybe the week after Christmas per se. A few days before, a few days after is probably a better time to do that. The other thing that I want you to remember is that when you get that new puppy and that new kitten, you really need to bring it to me within a week. If you bring it to me within a week, we can find out what vaccinations it needs, what kind of care you need to give it, some things that you may not be aware of. We go over a lot of stuff on training and all that type of thing when you come in with your new puppy or kitten. Please bring it to us within a week after you get it, and be sure you bring all that paperwork that the breeder or the pound or wherever you got it, they'll give you some paperwork. Bring that along. We always love to see that, and we can better treat your animal as a pet that you're going to have for a long time. This is Dr. Leonard. I hope this has helped you. If you get a new puppy, we're always happy to see new puppies. That's one of the great things of our job. We're at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. The number's 243-2121.